Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Gail Martin and Carol Kelly. Each week, the ladies will bring you gardening and planting ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies and habitats, and great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Carol Kelly.
Hello again, everyone. Well, we sure have had some extreme weather since my last broadcast 2 weeks ago, and that made it especially nice to see some bright sunshine and gradually moderating temperatures this past week. We never did have our usual January thaw, but seems like it's coming, albeit now a February thaw. In previous years, I'd take advantage of mild temperatures to wander about the yard with my pruning saw and shears, targeting dormant trees and shrubs in need of a bit of a trim. When I did that, I always put aside a number of suitable branches to use as supports for my early peas in spring. But we'll talk more about that in another month or so. As I said last time, the purpose of my topic is not for you to attempt to grow a garden or orchard from grocery store produce, but simply for the fun of having a new plant on your sunny, we hope, windowsill, until we can get down to some serious gardening. Since that previous broadcast, I have looked around in the produce departments of several of our Marion grocery stores. I found that in one store, the turnips and radishes and other root vegetables, all of their tops and bases were cut right back into the roots themselves. Sadly, that means that none of those would produce either new feeder roots or leaves, since they'd been so severely trimmed. But a couple of other local stores did have likely candidates for the experiment, so, as the old song goes, you better shop around. One vegetable that I didn't have time to mention in my last program is one that's easy, especially easy to grow, and nice to have for garnish or to add some flavor to many dishes. I'm talking about onions, either green onions or scallions, or an onion that may already have begun to sprout in your pantry, will yield tasty greens. Chop off the top of the green onions 1 or 2 inches above the roots, then put the roots in a cup of shallow water. Change the water daily, and in a week or two you'll have new green onions. You can repeat this process many times. The onion will just keep producing shoots. You also could just plant your green onions in a pot of soil and cut the tops off whenever you need them. They'll keep growing back. There's one other condiment-producing vegetable that you may get a start from in a grocery store and that's suitable for growing outdoors. I started a very bountiful patch that I kept for years from a grocery purchase. I'm referring to horseradish. Freshly grated horseradish root, properly mixed with vinegar and a bit of salt, is so much better than any bottled version that one may find on the grocery shelves that it is, to me at least, well worth the time and effort to raise it if you have a corner of the yard you can devote to a patch of horseradish. You also could choose to plant it in a large, deep container, which would make harvesting later much easier and prevent every tiny bit of root left behind from growing into another plant. Now let's move on to seeds. I would not suggest you get your hopes up for starting your own assorted fruit orchard, since growing such perennial plants from seed takes a lot of preparation and work. Mostly, this is just for the fun of having some green growing things to enjoy looking at on your windowsill for a few months. Knowing that, here are some suggestions for how to proceed. Just as with garden seeds, different seeds have different requirements for germination. Some may need to dry before planting. Others may require moisture and alternating periods of cold and warm temperatures. Due to my limited time for this program, I can't go into detail for each kind of seed you may want to try, so I will suggest you do some exploring yourself on Google for any fruit seeds that you may be interested in experimenting with. The opportunity to have attractive houseplants from fruit that you are going to buy and eat anyway makes this a fun project. While you may succeed in sprouting seeds from tree fruits such as peaches, nectarines, plums, apples, avocados, citrus, and others, it would take years of properly tending and potting on these plants into progressively larger containers until they become mature enough to bloom and bear fruit. Another thing to consider is that since most commercially grown fruits have been hybridized, or if we're talking about trees, varieties often are grafted onto various rootstocks to ensure consistent results. This is always the case with commercial apples, since they are rather unique, in that even one apple, if each seed were to live and grow into a tree, none of the apples that may grow from those seeds would be the same as the parent apple. Johnny Appleseed's distribution of seeds gave a huge variety of apples to our Ohio landscape, and if you ever have had the opportunity to sample wild apples here and there as you wander the green outdoors, you will have found an endless variety of flavors among them, quite likely, frankly, mostly disappointing. Apple orchards consist of grafted trees to ensure consistent flavor and quality. The strawberries that you see in the grocery store are among the most hybridized plants you can find, meaning that the seed either may be sterile or grow into an inferior type of strawberry. So it's up to you if you care to try. You'd need to crush the very ripe fruit and separate the seeds from the pulp. It's fun to experiment with red or black raspberry seeds too, but grapes, blueberries, and cranberries all demand a fair bit of preparation, including cold stratification. One site I checked indicated that kiwi seed also requires a cold period, but another site simply followed the directions that I'm about to give you, and they grew just fine. Since we're just playing to see what might happen when we try different seeds and are looking for quick results, some of those seeds really are not worth the bother and your time. Of course, feel free to pursue things further. Most citrus fruits have seeds, and most of those should sprout successfully. If your goal is to have a smaller houseplant that might eventually bloom and bear fruit, try key lime seeds. There are other small citrus species that make good houseplants as well. Note that citrus seeds will not germinate unless you plant them immediately upon removal from the fruit. Just clean the slime off the seed surface with fresh water and plant them right away in a small pot filled with about a cup of slightly moist potting medium, and plant several seeds about a half inch deep. Some instructions I saw say to cover the pot with clear plastic wrap, but I think that could cause condensation and encourage mold to form. I suggest placing the jar in good light, but avoid direct sunlight, since also heat buildup in a covered pot will kill the seeds. A square of newspaper or cardboard would be better, and you should uncover the pot for a few minutes each day just to give the soil some air. Seeds may sprout in as little as 2 weeks. When that happens, remove the lid entirely when they're up. Water sparingly as needed, but as with any plant, don't overwater. Also, once seedlings are up, move the pot into full sunlight. Allow the first pair of new leaves to grow a bit before you transplant them, though. Check the bottom of the jar for evidence of root development. Don't be in a rush to transplant. When you do so, use a pot no larger than about 1 3/4 pints and be sure all the roots are covered. Avoid direct sunlight for the first week or so, and then place the pot in a sunny window. Keep it well watered, but again, not sitting in water. Once established, indoor plant fertilizer may be used. If you've ever eaten a mango, you know that they have a large husk inside once you have cut away the fruit. Well, inside that husk is the seed. I found a website that describes how to get at the seed and how to get it to sprout. It seems it's not difficult, but it is too long a process to describe here. If you'd like to look at it, the website is empressofdirt.net. That same website also has directions for growing a pineapple plant from the leafy top. As you may know, mangoes grow on trees, whereas pineapples are herbaceous perennials that grow into small shrubs. Like most of the other fruits I have talked about today, although you could conceivably grow a new pineapple, it would be at least 2 or 3 years as a houseplant, and then would need much more care and a greenhouse, since Ohio's climate would not allow a pineapple to mature. Still, it's a fun thing to try. So if you are game, here's how. Cut off the top of a pineapple about 1 inch below the cluster of leaves. Trim away the outer portion of the pineapple top, leaving the tough, stringy core attached to the leaves. Also, remove a few of the lowest leaves. The pineapple top then should be allowed to dry for several days. This drying period allows the moist core tissue to dry and discourages rotting. After drying, insert the pineapple top into perlite, vermiculite, or coarse sand up to the base of the leaves. Water the rooting medium and keep it moist but not wet during the rooting period. Finally, place the pineapple top in bright, indirect light. Rooting should occur within 6 to 8 weeks. When the pineapple has developed a good root system, carefully remove it from your rooting medium. Plant the rooted pineapple in a light, well-drained potting mix and water it well. Next, place the plant in bright indirect light for 2 to 3 weeks, and after that, it can be moved into a sunny window. Since I have a worm bin, I have learned that the directions I found online for sprouting an avocado seed are way more complicated than I think they need to be. Online instructions advise cleaning any remaining pulp off the seed, but in my worm bin, the worms and microorganisms take care of that. The directions I read also are quite detailed in how to position the large seed, but of course, always with the pointed side facing up. Granted, some avocado seeds do look rounder than others, but you can figure it out. One option is to plant it only halfway into a planting medium in a pot. Another technique calls for suspending it in a jar of water. To do that, one must insert toothpicks along the top third of the seed, again with the pointed part being towards the top, and maintain the water level in a container until both roots and a vertical stem appear. Remove the toothpicks and pot the seed into a planting medium, again burying it only halfway, and place that in a sunny window. I use avocados regularly and add any overripe ones, as well as the seeds, to my worm bins, since that's one of their very favorite foods. Then I pay no attention to whether the seed is up, down, or sideways, but eventually I often see a sturdy sprout emerging from the surface of the compost. Usually I just pull it out and toss it into my outdoor bin, but I could plant it if I wanted yet another plant on my windowsill, which truly I do not. Well, this should give listeners enough seed-starting practice to get you ready for our well-anticipated spring. The forecast to the middle of February looks increasingly mild, according to the meteorologists, but as to when spring weather really arrives, we'll leave that to Marion's official prognosticator, Buckeye Chuck. In any case, along the southeast side of my house, daffodils are up, so this is Carol Kelly saying, no matter what Chuck predicts, soon there will be a lot more to see here in the green outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gail, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.